We've got all the music to help you get to the weekend. And today, we've got some extra help for you, because I hinted at this earlier in the show. We're going to be discussing the breath and how to breathe, which might seem like a stupid thing because you think you do that automatically anyway on autopilot without having to think about it at all. But that's the thing. Maybe you should be thinking about it. Maybe you should be a little more conscious. And maybe you should be taking a moment every day to actually breathe with intention. Why? Well, that's what we're going to be talking about this morning. And joining me in studio, someone who knows a thing or two about breathing with intention. She's a yogi, a free diver, and a soul realignment practitioner, if you can believe what her Instagram is telling me, and I do. Helen Garner is back in studio with us. We had a chat last week, and she was so cool, we thought we'd get her back in. How are you doing, Helen?
Thank goodness, I was cool.
Yeah, you were great.
Hi, Mike. Nice to be here again.
You sound like you've got breath.
I have got breath. I've just done a yoga class.
Fantastic. You literally just wrapped up a class and ran into studio. I would never have said that you just done a... How long is your class?
60 minutes.
For a full hour of yoga, hey? Mm-hmm. And you look like you're ready to tackle another one. In fact, you are going to tackle another one at 10 o'clock, I think.
No, that's a philosophy class. Okay. I'm not running around that one.
It's still the... So you know,
it's still busy.
From the physical to the metaphysical, you're a busy lady. And in amongst all of this stuff, running around, and you've got kids and you know, a full schedule... You need to take time to take a breath, literally and figuratively. Am I right?
No, absolutely. And I loved what you said about us not needing to know how to breathe, because that's the first thing we do when we're born, right? Is we take a breath and then hopefully we shout, yeah. We scream, you know, and the doctor says we're okay. And so we've been unconscious breathers for our entire lives, and we have absolutely no idea what we're doing. We're just autopilot. And that's the biggest problem, is that we need to become like a dolphin is a conscious breather. It
really?
It has to choose to breathe.
Wow.
Otherwise, it'll drown. So as humans, we need to be more conscious breathers. And what you were saying about finding a few minutes every day, it will change your life. It sounds so unimportant and arbitrary. It will change your life.
Look, I told you just off air that I started my day with some breathing. In fact, it seems like this is a bit of a trending thing at the moment. There's lots of apps out there that give you sort of timed breathing exercises and timed chimes to sort of help you with a bit of conscious inhalation and exhalation. And, you know, I did like 4 minutes this morning, and it really just like centered me for the morning. Normally, I kind of wake up, first thing I do, I've got a cell phone in front of me, and I'm checking email and calendar, and it's not the ideal way to actually start the day with the first thing your brain is taking in is a screen and
Absolutely.
A bunch of...
We all do it. We all do it. It's such an unconscious kind of... And we don't have enough... That was a big thing we were saying last week. If we could just have 2 more hours in every day, because it's just we are so busy. So to find that 5 minutes, it's such a priority. And I listened to this amazing podcast a month or so ago by this guy who was saying about if you want to raise your consciousness, if you want to raise your vibration, there's 3 things that you should be doing.
Yeah.
And I was like getting ready with a pen and paper, like, tell me the secrets of the universe. And he basically said, eat light. So not meaning like, you know, fat-free. He means eat light as go harder on the plants and fruit, because
okay.
they are light. They're photosynthesis, right?
Yeah.
So eat light. The second thing he said was laugh more. And we can all do that, but we don't. And the third thing he said is breathe. That's it. That's all you have to do to raise your consciousness. And if you look at the etymology of the word spirit, I've actually, the Latin spiritus, the translation of that is spirit, breath, wind, blow, blowing. So to be a spiritual being, you just have to breathe better. It's that simple.
Man,
I know.
But it's okay. So let's just look at this, because you in your yoga practice and as a free diver, this is something that's so foundational to what you do. And maybe, you know, you think yoga and you think poses and you think like toned people in colored leggings and
spandex. I know. It's got such a bad rep.
No, good looking people do yoga. But before you even get to the poses and the postures, people need to realize that that the breath comes first, isn't that right? It's bundled together. You can't kind of separate the one from the other.
So actually, the breath comes after. It's the fourth step. So the pose is the third step because the breath is hard.
Yeah.
So it is hard, and so but there's a sutra which is like a rule in yoga, which is sthira sukha asanam, which means sthira is steady and sukha is easy. So you need to be steady in your pose, but it needs to be easy. And how does it become easy? When I've got tension in my body, I'm not breathing. So you need to be breathing. You need to be relaxed in the pose. So it's right there in the first rule, is steady and easy.
There you go. And when you look at what it's actually, what it's doing to you on a sort of physiological, like a cellular level, and how your body starts to reap the benefits of some conscious breathing, some like oxygenation.
Yeah.
What's actually going on when we breathe properly? And when I say properly, like most of us, I think we talk about that automatic unconscious breathing. It's a pretty shallow breath, right?
Yeah. In freediving, it's actually called tidal volume. So if you think of the tide, and we all live at the sea, so it's easy to think of like that shore, the shore break kind of coming in and out. It's very, very, it's lapping in, and it pretty much comes to your sternum.
Okay.
So that's where we breathe into.
And chest breathing.
Chest. Well, thoracic breathing is really good. That's one of the Ujjayi breathing. So in breathing, you can either breathe to cool down, or you can breathe to heat up. So the thoracic breathing heats you up, and that's good, but that's not what the tidal volume is. The tidal volume, and if you're sitting listening now and you just try and imagine how you're breathing, you can feel how shallow it goes. So we've got to go into the belly. So it's about consciously moving that, but that regulates your heart rate, so you can slow your heart rate down. You can raise your heart rate with hyperventilating, you know, that kind of just by doing that, you can raise your heart rate. So it then stands to reason that you can slow your heart rate down. So you slow your heart rate down with slower exhalations.
And we were talking last week about this cool kids yoga class that you successfully piloted, and how you've been teaching little ones with like a little beanbag or their favorite plush toy on their lying flat on their back with the toy on their tummy, and they can actually focus on that thing rising and falling. And
exactly, that's the belly breathing. So get your body to come up and get your body to come down. But it regulates, it also brings your blood pressure down, and it sort of regulates your temperature as well. So physiologically, it's doing an amazing amount. It also reduces your stress. So breathing is, as I say, 5 minutes, you think, I don't have time. I'm checking the WhatsApp groups and all that kind of stuff and getting the coffee ready. But it will change the way your day unfolds.
And even if you don't fully buy into it right now, if there is even a slim chance that a 4 minute or 5 minute investment of your time in the morning can have a disproportionately large impact on the rest of your day, isn't it worth just trying it?
Just trying.
Just giving it a go.
So I was looking at that. The Navy SEALs, actually, they do this in stressful situations. They teach them when they find themselves in a stressful situation to do these techniques. And the one is the belly breathing, where you would inhale for a count of your four. So not a 4 sec. Don't put pressure on yourself to do a certain time. Mm-hmm. Just inhale for a count of four and exhale for a count of eight. That will slow your heart rate down. But that's in a situation where they don't have to act very fast.
Yeah.
But there's a box breathing that they do, which is, so if you think of a box, there's four sides.
Yeah.
So you inhale for four, you hold for four, you exhale for four, and you hold for four. And then you just do it for 4 minutes.
And that...
This is what the Navy SEALs are doing.
And look, those guys don't
they're
just
hardcore.
They don't just do any old thing. I mean, they do stuff if they really believe it's going to work. And they do it because...
It's efficient, it works, and it honestly, it really, really works.
So that's going to make you feel calm, in control, centered, and ready to
bring
tackle
your stress down, regulate your heart rate, put you in a position where you can... And oxygenate your body. So when we do not have an oxygenated body, and we therefore don't have an oxygenated brain, we're not being the best Mac.
Yeah.
Not the best Helen. Like, you want to be the best Helen to make the best decision in the moment. And so when we're very stressed out, we're very we're not there. We are on autopilot again. And the breathing, so if you practice this in daily, and that's what I found now, because of the yoga, I learned to breathe slow and steady. when I'm in a stressful situation, so I'm putting people into very stressful yoga poses and I'm asking them to breathe very nicely for me. So, and if they don't, they get, come on. But anyway, now if I hear a car alarm go off, it's I notice that I don't start hyperventilating. Like when we hear something, the heart rate raises, and immediately when the heart rate raises, we start breathing in time with the breath. So that's something I don't do anymore because I've taught myself that in a stressful situation, slow and steady is how I breathe. So it's practice, it's habit.
And like anything, you know, the more you do it, the easier it is to sort of click into it. And
precisely.
Do you get people sometimes saying that, you know, once I've started focusing on the breath, how do I switch back? Now that I'm conscious of every breath, how do I go back to autopilot now?
Your phone will ding and the WhatsApp will ding and you'll be back to being who you are.
So
you
don't know? Don't worry.
Don't worry. You'll be you in no time.
But this is so cool. So here's some practical stuff for you to play with now. If you got a gap somewhere in this Tuesday, or if you want to start it tomorrow, try a bit of box breathing. Mm. I mean, for like 4 minutes. So breathe in for a count of four, your count of four, hold for a count of four, breathe out for a count of four, hold for a count of four, repeat.
Repeat.
This is so cool.
I know.
Okay, usable takeaways for a Tuesday. Thank you, Helen. And listen, for those that are really loving this little dose of wisdom for a Tuesday and who want to follow you and find out more about what you're up to, your yoga, your free diving, and maybe the philosophy too, where can people find you and connect with you?
Helen Garner Yoga.
On Instagram. This is Helen_Garner_yoga. And while you're searching for that, just breathe. And you'll feel a lot better on your Tuesday. This is thanks, Helen. Now, I'm thinking maybe we should do this, like, since I know where to find you on a Tuesday, you're wrapping up a yoga class. Maybe I can get you in here on the regular. Are you keen?
Oh, I'd love to. Sounds good.
Ah, there you go. For a Tuesday. Doing a little breathing. I've been down, I've been wishing you a terrific Tuesday, Helen.